The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Hey, our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. Today on the phone with us is my guest, Dr. Raymond Gist. I'm very, very excited. I'm actually honored to have Dr. Gist on the show with me. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Gist. He practices dentistry in Flint, Michigan, and he is the president of the American Dental Association. Dr. Gist recently completed a four-year term on the ADA board as the trustee from the 9th District. His previous responsibilities with the ADA include serving as a delegate and on the Reference Committee on Dental Benefits, Practice, and Health. He is a past president of the Michigan Dental Association, the Genesee District Dental Society, and the Mid-State Dental Study Club. In addition, he is a fellow of the American College of Dentists, the International College of Dentists, and the Pierre Fouchard Academy. His numerous awards and honors include a State of Michigan Legislative Tribute, the Michigan Dental Association Public Relations Award, and a United Negro College Fund Outstanding Participation Award. He earned his dental degree from the University of Michigan School of Dentistry, and we're not going to hold that against him, and was a captain in the U.S. Air Force before entering private dental practice. Dr. Gist and his wife, Jill, reside in Grand Blanc, Michigan, and have one daughter, Holly, and two grandchildren. Dr. Gist, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Dr. Kvitko. I'm very honored to be here.
Now, I imagine you watched a little football yesterday.
Yes, I did, and I'm not quite looking forward to next week, actually.
Well, I have to tell you that even though we have a better record, that Denard Robinson, he scares me a little bit. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park for us.
I agree. if we ever find a defense, then you guys are going to be in trouble.
That's true. You know what? I have a hygienist that went to U of M, and my daughter's boyfriend went to U of M. So we have a very friendly competition. We don't make it too rough on anybody. It's, you know, any team can beat any team on any given day. Would you agree?
I agree.
So
and
we'll
we feel
watching.
The same way. You know, it's a great, great competition, and it's also a lot of fun.
It is, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think the score differential between you guys in Wisconsin and OSU in Wisconsin was probably very similar.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
All right.
Now, I have a question of the day I give out every week. And this week, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, and I don't want you to answer it, Dr. Gist, but I know you know the answer. You can help me later when people call in. This
okay.
week's question is, when was the American Dental Association founded? What year? Was it A, 1859, B, 1912, or C, 1944? And the winner will receive a free mixed seasonal floral arrangement delivered to your place of business this coming Tuesday afternoon from Vi Stember Fashions in Flowers. If you'd like to win, call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Okay, we had to get that disclaimer out of the way there, Dr. Gist. And
okay.
For those of you listening, again, 459-9769, call in with your guess. What year was the American Dental Association founded? Is it A, 1859, B, 1912, or C, 1944? So, Dr. Gist, I want to congratulate you on being the first African-American president of the American Dental Association.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor, really.
Oh, I'm sure.
Honor.
Yeah, I'm sure. And as the first African-American president, what will define your administration? In other words, what is it that you would like your legacy to be when you look back on your year as the president?
You know, I really want to be a role model. I like the idea of being a pioneer and just demonstrating, especially to minorities, that if you have a goal, the opportunity is there for you to achieve that goal. I really would like to be one of the better presidents of the American Dental Association, and I'd like that for that to be acknowledged from this point forward. So I'm going to work really, really hard to make sure that I help to move the association forward and establish my legacy.
I believe you, and in fact, you've been very busy since taking office, and we want to I want to talk to you a little bit about what happened on October 29th, but before I do, we have a caller with their guest of today's question of the day. Caller, what's your name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? You're with Dr. Kavita?
Sharon McKinney.
Sharon, hi Sharon, how are you? What's
hi.
Your guess?
1859.
That is correct. Right out of the box, we have a winner. Is that right, Dr. Gist?
That's right.
Yep. That is correct. 1859. All right. Well, Sharon, stay on the line. My producer will get your information, and we'll make sure that you get the flowers this Tuesday afternoon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And thanks for listening.
All right.
All right. So, Dr. Gist, on October 29th, there was a proclamation, an announcement, if you will. Can you tell me about that?
That was the apology.
Yes.
By the American Dental Association.
Yes. And tell me about that.
Well, the ADA apologized to dentists for not strongly enforcing non-discriminatory membership practices prior to 1965. We had minority members that were denied membership, and this actually was not a policy of the American Dental Association. But it was going on in certain states.
Okay.
And basically, the eyes were closed while it was happening. And it went on for several years.
So they looked the other way? They knew it was happening, but looked the other way?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But in 1965, things changed. It was a time of change for the United States. And the American Dental Association actually took notice of what was going on and just started to emphatically it just started to number one, take notice.
Okay.
And emphatically enforce what was on the books.
Okay.
So to become a welcoming association, that had to be done.
Starting
and then we
to
had
reach
to take
out.
Further steps in so, order to get minorities totally included in what we do at the ADA.
Right. So they started to reach out to minorities.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I'm reading something that you wrote where you explain that the United States Census Bureau data indicated in 2009 that African Americans and Hispanic Americans each totaled about 12.9% and 15.8% of the United States population, respectively, and that an ADA survey for the 2008 through 2009 school year indicated only about 6% of dental students were African American and 6% were Hispanic, and that you noted that when it comes to oral health, the oral health of the public, African-Americans and Hispanic-Americans suffer higher rates of dental disease. So this is the beginning, I guess, of an awareness that you are spearheading to try to include more minorities in dental schools to become dentists, right?
That's absolutely right. And our outreach is going actually all the way down to elementary schools.
You're kidding.
And again, you know, I still want to be that role model and that example for a profession that is really, really excellent to pursue.
Now, you know, if this was the NCAA, that'd be illegal. You can't go to elementary schools. But I imagine
I'm glad this is dentistry.
Yeah, I imagine for the ADA and for such a great cause, it's probably okay.
Right. We've got a lot of sharp students, and the opportunity is there. We just like to get as many of those students into a career in dentistry as we can.
You know, it's funny because years ago, and you tell me, I think you're just a little bit older than I am, I think, people didn't grow up wanting to be dentists. It was almost like an afterthought. If I want to be a doctor, maybe I'll be a dentist, right?
That's right. As a matter of fact, I thought the same thing. I decided on a career in dentistry when I was very young, about 13 years old, actually.
Wow.
And I wanted to go into healthcare, and I thought about dentistry or medicine.
Right.
But I chose dentistry because I thought I would have more freedom. I could establish my own office, and I would be able to adjust my hours a lot more readily and easily than I could as a physician because of emergency room issues, et cetera. So that's one of the big reasons I went to dentistry.
Well, you turned out to be a really smart guy because I think, it is kind of the golden age of dentistry. Dentists are very respected in the community. We change lives. We help a lot of people. A lot of disease is eradicated by dentists, and I know that I'm tickled. I also toyed with possibly becoming a physician, but decided to become a dentist. And what I like the best, tell me if you agree, is I feel like we get to become friends with our patients. When they come in to see us, they want to know, what's going on in our lives, what's going on in theirs, how about the children, the grandchildren, how was your vacation? And I'm thinking that when people go to their physician, all they want to talk about is that pain in their left side or my scratchy throat. What do you think?
I agree. And there doesn't seem to be enough time when you go and see a physician, especially these days, since there are going to be so many more patients going to see doctors. There doesn't seem to be really enough time to establish a nice, warm relationship. It's an exam, and it's time to move on.
Right. I think you're right. And you just touched on a question that I have, which I want to get to right after this short little break. And the question is about the new healthcare bill and, how it affects dentistry. So, guys, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. Also, podcasts of this show and all of the 150 other shows that we've had are available at dentallyspeaking.com. And by the way, I think it's kind of a neat coincidence that this is episode 151 for me today, and it's been 151 years since the ADA was founded. Talk about a coincidence. That's really cool. Anyway, www.twitter.com. Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
You
should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. On the phone with me is Dr. Raymond Gist, the president of the American Dental Association. This is really big stuff. It is so cool to have you on the show. I want to thank you again. So, Dr. Gist.
Happy to be here,
Dr. That's really nice of you to say. Even though I'm a Buckeye and he's a Wolverine. See, we can get along. All right. Now, you mentioned about how there's going to be a lot more people with health care. And am I right? It seems as though dentistry was effectively left out of the new health care bill. It doesn't provide dental insurance coverage for adults. It only includes limited funds for increasing some dental coverage for children. Why do you think that is?
You are absolutely right. And that's one of the bigger problems that we've been facing in dentistry, is that we don't seem to get the respect that we deserve.
You're right.
We just keep delivering the message to our government, to policymakers, to the public at large, that you cannot have a healthy body without having a healthy mouth.
Oh yeah, and evidence is becoming more and more prevalent, isn't it?
Absolutely. We can pick up all kinds of potential diseases, ongoing diseases such as diabetes, preterm birth issues, oral cancer, and of course tooth decay. I'll say that's primary, but it's just so many other issues that go on with the body.
Well, now we have the link between high blood pressure and Alzheimer's and dementia as well.
Yes, we do. Yes, and we're going to keep discovering more things as we progress. But we have to make the public realize just how urgent it is to include oral health in all of our healthcare activities and how beneficial it would be if it were done like here and right now. Our message is just not being embraced as emphatically as it should be. And we're going to have to combine our voices and make it louder, or just demonstrate that somehow this is a national priority, and taking care of our oral health needs will actually help reduce health care costs.
Right. It seems like, and by the way, you mentioned diabetes first because the African-American community is highly affected by diabetes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
And it seems like the government treats, and the insurance companies, by the way, they do the same thing. They treat the mouth, dental disease, they treat the body, I'm sorry, like a headless horseman. They
exactly.
treat from the neck down.
Exactly.
There's no coverage for dental care, and there's no coverage for mental health care, it seems. And I mentioned the insurance companies. This is kind of a recurring theme of mine, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but I've done some research. And I found that dental insurance companies, for the most part, haven't raised the yearly maximum benefit in 50 years. The yearly maximum was $1,000 in 1960 and is essentially the same today. Why do you think this is, and how have they been allowed to get away with this for so long, and is the ADA doing anything to affect a change?
Well, yes, the ADA is doing something, but we're actively advocating to change this mindset and this policy. And I believe that. Well, the dental insurance industry says that employers don't want to spend more to have better and more dentistry provided to employees.
I've heard that argument.
But you know what they spend now is minimal, and as you see, it hasn't improved. That could be increased actually without employers being involved.
Right.
If you think about inflation, you know, that $1,000 now is probably worth about $150 when you look at what we have to do.
You know, I've actually done the math, and you're very close, because I think you're almost right on, because let me think, $1,000, and you're saying $150, so you divide it by about 7. Actually, you're off a little bit. At the end of 2008, if you take all of those parameters, things like cost of a movie ticket, the cost of a new car, cost of a new house, college education, gasoline, and you factor that all in and extrapolate forward, it should have been, the yearly maximum should have been $15,750 at the end of 2008.
Mm-hmm. And that's $1,000.
It's $1,000, right.
Right. This is the difficulty that we have in providing services to everybody, especially our underserved population.
Yeah.
If we could get our government to adequately fund programs and to rebuild our safety net, we could cure a lot of ills in this country. You know, there seems to be a call to action when there's a tragedy. You know, the 12-year-old child that died of a brain infection that originated from an abscessed tooth. And it takes something like that to make our policymakers start to realize that we have a problem. But that effort is not ongoing, then we'll just fall right back into the same mindset and not include dentistry in our healthcare operations.
And I'm so glad to hear that you guys are working on that. Let me just tell folks that replays of the show are available at columbustoday.com. They replay at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And you can send me emails at drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time
welcome
I close
back to Dentally Speaking
my
with
eyes.
Dr. Kawiko. We have Dr. Raymond Gist, the president of the American Dental Association, on the phone. And Dr. Gist, I only have a couple more minutes because I know you're such a busy guy that you have to go. You have to go in a couple minutes. But I do have a couple more questions. Do you think African American population faces special challenges in accessing dental care over other ethnic groups?
Actually, we do. We are always overcoming barriers. I tell you, American Indians have the same issues that we do. So there are actually two of us that are really two ethnic groups that are really challenged when it comes to obtaining the care that we need, the oral care that we need. And we're about equal, or the American Indians might be just a little more challenged. But we still have a mountain to climb before we're going to be receiving equal treatment that the rest of the country that can afford that treatment is going to receive.
Okay. Well, and what special programs, if any, does the ADA have to reach out to the different ethnic groups?
We've got, number one, Institute for Diversity, which actually teaches minority dentist leadership capabilities. And this gives them the ability to become role models and to go out and get programs going in their own communities that will help underserved and everybody else in their particular community. We have a student ambassador program, which concentrates on minority students that are in dental schools across the country. And we have a program with our Council on Dental Education and Licensure, which is a Committee D, which is a program that recruits and directs and helps minorities become proficient in dental schools and after they graduate. So we've got several things going on. Plus, we had a diversity summit
last
a few months ago.
Go ahead.
Okay, this incorporated the Hispanic Dental Association, the National Dental Association, Society for American Indian Dentists, and the American Dental Association. And it was very, very productive and very successful. It's ongoing. And what we did is we decided to sit down and talk to each other. We collaborated on just exactly how we could do things together because we had been working in silos before.
Right.
And we have developed a very, very effective relationship. And that's going to be another addition to the voice that we need to get dentistry up to the level of respect that it should be.
That sounds great. And I know I have to let you go because you have such a limited free time these days with all of your duties as president. But is there anything before going that you would like to say or just kind of parting thought?
Well, I really appreciate you having me. And like I say, for all the students out there, potential students, if you're thinking about a career in dentistry, pursue it. We've got a lot of help. We have a website at the American Dental Association, and you can give us a call anytime at our 800 number or any information that you might need. So I'm encouraging you to just use your abilities to the best of your abilities and pursue that career in dentistry because you will enjoy it.
And I can attest to that. You will enjoy it. It's a great profession. Dr. Giss, thank you so much. Maybe we can have you on sometime later, maybe down the road. Maybe we can have a look back show where we see how the year went.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can arrange that for down the road. You have a great morning. Go Wolverines, go Bucks. And thank you so much. And maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Looking at the hands of the time we've been given it. This is all we got, and we gotta stop thinking it. Every second counts on the clock that's ticking. Gotta live like we're dying. We got 86, 400 seconds.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. I think we've had a great show. Those of you that are just tuning in, we had Dr. Raymond Gist, the president, the first African-American president of the American Dental Association, on as my guest. And we talked about ADA initiatives to include more minorities, especially African-Americans. And he mentioned how American Indians have the same challenges in dentistry, not only as access to care, but also access to a career in dentistry. And so they are reaching out and providing training programs for those folks that want to get into the field. I want to remind people that every night at 7:30 on Insight Channel 7, you can watch a show. It's called Smile Makeover 2010. It's a little program that we put together. It shows follows three folks through a smile makeover process at my office. Also, you can access that if you're not an Insight customer. You can access it if you're a Time Warner customer by going to channel 496. It's on demand, and just kind of search under the health category or wellness, maybe it is, and search for Dr. Kvitko. I think that Dr. Gist made some great points, and I'm very fortunate that to have him on the show, or have him, and that especially sounds like he's going to be willing to come back. So maybe if Michigan beats OSU, he'll be more willing to come back, because then he can tell me that they beat us. But I hope that doesn't happen. It's something that, and by the way, I had the president of the National Dental Association on the show previously. That is the entity that represents the African-American dentists, not only in the United States, but around the world. And then I've had the president of the Hispanic Dental Association on the show as well. And I'm working on trying to get the president of the National Association for American Indian Dentists. Society for American Indian Dentists. I'm working on trying to get their president to be on the show as well. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Next week, we are going to have a show where we talk about things in the news that affect dentistry. We'll be taking questions if people have comments, things you would like to discuss. That'll be the show for that. You can send your questions to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com starting now, and I'll gather questions and we'll read them on the air. Or just pick up the phone next week and call 459-9769. All right, my time is up. Time to go. Thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Be sure to tune in next Sunday morning at 8 and every Sunday morning at 8 right here on WSNY. Sunny 95. Have a great week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.